Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, downtown Ellsworth, and they posted this new menu item yesterday, number one tuna tartare. And a great picture with a ginger, soy, jalapeno, cilantro, sesame, fried wontons.
That sounds flavorful.
Oh, and Chef Darren, he is amazing at taking these pictures, too, because it's difficult to photograph food and make it look good. But boy, Darren knows how to photograph it and certainly knows how to cook it. So visit eatprovender.com. Charlie Pierce, good morning, city manager from Ellsworth. As always, there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Oh, so much going on, Paul, and so great to be back with you. I do want to note for your listeners that if you've got questions for me, the city manager, obviously you can come to our city council meetings. We'll have the next one on Monday. We have a citizen comments, but also you can email Paul at star977.com.
That's it.
And please send your questions along. Always love to answer some questions. Yesterday had a great one. We had an election for the school and budget, which passed. One of the lowest turnouts we've actually ever had. There was there was just a school vote on the budget. So they
validated the budget, right?
What's that?
They validated the budget.
Validated the budget. So the city council validated the municipal side at the council meeting a few weeks ago, and then validated the school side of the budget. So we're locked in there. 2.9% is the overall increase, which is matched to the consumer price index for inflation for last year. That was sort of my benchmark coming in, was an inflation level increase. For city government, we kind of have to live within our means, just like everybody else. And
so the tax rules will be coming out soon.
Yeah, that's on the next city council meeting. We've got in September. It was the proposed date for the first tranche of taxes, and so that'll be passing at the next council meeting. So I got to talk to one of a few of our volunteers. One of the great parts about being city manager is you get to talk to folks all the time. What's going on? And they came to me talking about the roads, and we did $1.6 million in new road construction from the city side. That's separate from the state's construction projects. Maine DOT has been doing the High Street, the kind of Myrick Street. That's their project. But the city's been almost complete with, I think, 18 out of the 20 roads from the $1.6 million that we did. But she was thanking us for the Birch Avenue reconstruction, which was awesome and hadn't been done in 10 years and really needed it. But then also, I loved it. She also had a critique. The gate boxes for the stormwater were now too low and kind of creating their own type of potholes. But I love those kind of things, too, because I talked to our public works team. That's an easy fix. We'll put some risers on there. We'll get that together. So please ping Paul, with your comments, good comments, bad comments, things you want fixed in the city. I always love to attend to those things.
All right. And we'll hear more about the roads and some electric updates, too. Next on City Scene with Star 97.7 and brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, downtown Ellsworth.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Provender Kitchen and Bar, 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth, for global cuisine at its finest. And make sure you follow them on Facebook. You'll see amazing pictures, these creations I've never seen before when it comes to dinners and desserts. And they've got their hours posted there as well. And you can see online the menu, which changes a lot, at eatprovender.com. Well, Charlie Pierce is here, and we talked earlier about the budget, and how about a quick update? We're noticing more roads getting finally smoothed out.
Yeah, they're doing kind of the shim coat on areas of High Street and Myrick. Now, that's the initial coat on there. They still got a fair amount of work to do, so that project's going to be continuing night work through September, but you might see some new coat, but actually there's going to be a final
right.
coat that goes on all that.
Tell you, I'll take the shim coat any day.
Yeah, it was. I know we've. It wasn't technically our project, although we do head to the project planning meetings every week with DOT, and we've been taking your concerns to them as quickly as possible. I know with the weather and the rain, the potholes, it was a tough spring, but there's light at the end of the tunnel here, and it's going to look amazing with all the new road coverage here in Ellsworth, and much needed. I think coming in as city manager, that was one of the biggest complaints was the roads, the state of the roads, and I noted once we passed the bond that people are complaining about the state of the roads. I'm pretty sure they're going to be complaining about the construction of the roads.
Yeah. It'll end sometime soon.
Someday.
Yeah.
So what about for those that have electric vehicles, you've got some good news?
Good news. Good-ish news, I should say. We've got a federal and state grant from Efficiency Maine to install 8 new electric vehicle level 2 chargers over at City Hall Plaza, including a handicapped accessible one. The reason I say good-ish news is we're also, while we're expanding our EV charging capabilities at City Hall Plaza area, we're also taking out the 2 free EV chargers on the Franklin Street parklet. We're going from a model of kind of providing free electricity to the EV so that owners that are there. I too own an EV and really felt that going from losing money on every time somebody charges their EV to expanding our capacity, being able to kind of get more people charge more EVs as that segment of the market grows over time. But also, we're going to be making a little money off each car. It was costing the city about $7,000 a year.
I was surprised by that figure when I saw that yesterday from Maura Condon's press releases.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent of EVs. That's not to say that, but I also don't feel like the general taxpayers should be taking care of that. So, excited to have some new infrastructure expanded. It'll also hopefully draw people to that downtown right near our businesses. So hopefully encourage them some additional tourism. Folks can charge their car, grab something to eat, shop, which will be great. So
now the parking lot entrance on State Street is going to be closed next Tuesday for underground electric work on that, right?
Correct. Yeah. So there'll be a brief closure for you. Can head to our website at ellsworthmaine.gov to find out more information.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. And that's City Scene, brought to you by Provender Kitchen and Bar, 112 Main Street, downtown Ellsworth.